You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Economic Forecast Director Mark Schneep from the California Forecast. Well, you closed the book. I can't remember the title of your forecast. It's on the inside, California Economic Forecast. And he has a website. He has a picture in the book of a home. We don't know where it is. CaliforniaForecast.com. CaliforniaForecast.com. So during the break, I had Mark Schneep, Dr. Mark Schneep. Oh, by the way, I wanted to give you this home price comparison index for 04. We'll be coming out with a new one. It's Coldwell Banker's. And you could look at your home and then compare it to a similar home in another parts of the country to determine what you'd have to pay to replace your home there. So whether you'd have to move up or more than likely move down, quality of life if you were going to replace your home. So those of you listening, if you'd like a copy of that, you can leave a message at 898-4242, 898-4242, and just leave your name and address and your age. And we'll send that out to you. So what did you make of your news press article? I think you should have a picture of you like with a pair of binoculars, you know, like looking out or on a big cliff, you know, just looking out over the horizon for your publicity photo. This was kind of nice. It was inside. They had to use that one. But I mean your stock photo when you publicize your...
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'll contact Jerry Roberts immediately. And
from the news press. So what's the headline say?
Real estate market shows cooling trend.
Okay, now this was about your forecast. And then you read the article. So if you were going to write the article and write the headline, would that have been your headline? Is that fair? Or what would be an alternative headline?
Well, I probably would have said something more of the... that there was a change certainly in the winds, but the forecast still remains relatively healthy for 2006.
I like that. Because no one, was it you or Chris Thornburg from UCLA that said that your value of your house will be the same in 2011 as it is today?
That's right. Chris maintains that even though housing prices may go up this year a little bit and maybe even next year, by 2011... they will have changed in such a direction or maintained a certain level that they'll be about the same in real terms, inflation adjusted, as they are now, 5 years from now. So that's his message.
And you're not going to argue with him on that?
No, I'm going to argue with him. I think right now we're going to see appreciation this year that's going to be solid. It'll be above the rate of inflation, but not much. And then we really have an outlook of rising prices over the next several years. Your home will be worth more in 5 years. But that, again, assumes that there's no recession. Give me another 12 months, and I'll let you know what I think of 2008 and 2009.
Well, you did kind of go out. Okay, so but the appreciation is going to be 5%.
Five to 6% we feel this year.
Not obviously with the 20% that we've seen.
No.
You did go out into the future when you started your talk, and you had a vision, was it 2028? Didn't you have a list of things or something about Oprah Winfrey marrying Ty Warner and buying the Hawaiian Islands? That's what you think is going to happen?
2030.
Oh, 2030.
Yeah.
Well, now I can understand that. 2028. It's a little too soon. But why did you leave out Wendy McCaw? Does she not have enough money to play with the big boys? And she have as much money as
just
Oprah?
Doesn't make the news.
So she's not as national.
Not as newsworthy.
Not as newsworthy.
That's right.
Well, I'm sure she'll be delighted to hear that. So you're going way out into the future. So you're what the book ends in what year? 2011, 2012, what?
2010. 5 year forecast.
Okay.
Yes.
So the headline could have read, "Things are you know, outlook is bright."
outlook right now is such that we expect another decent year in 2006 for the economy. In other words, if you liked 2005, then you will like 2006, except the most outstanding change will be a cooling real estate market.
Slower sales are not going to fly, houses aren't going to fly off the shelf.
That's right.
And they haven't been as of late.
That. And prices will not appreciate the way that they have the last several years.
Which has been insane.
I think the end of double-digit appreciation has come to an end.
So we get back to more of a normal market, and the flying off the shelves is not normal.
That's right.
I've been in this business since 1988. We could see a more normal cycle in sales and people looking.
Well, we could even see a cooling beyond then, but I'm not necessarily forecasting any kind of collapse. Not yet. The fundamentals don't suggest it.
Right, right.
And the fundamentals would include things like employment loss, higher unemployment rates, the economy getting really shaky, mortgage rates rising very sharply, the stock market going haywire, a variety of things which would tend to suggest that we've got instability in the general economy and people are uncertain and getting very nervous about conditions. We don't see any of that.
Okay, so now's a good time to bring up what we mentioned in the first segment, was this real estate foreclosure activity rises in California. Notice of default increase 15.6%. I printed this on February 2nd, 06, and you, in your speech or talk, you echoed this. More notices of default.
That's right.
To what do you contribute this?
A very, very low base of defaults.
Ah.
So if we go from 1 to 2, that's a 100% increase. But if you go from 101 to 102, that's a 1% increase. So you're seeing a big number because we're at such a low level. It really isn't very material at this point in time.
Okay. Okay. Well, I like that. That's good news. Not that I'm just looking for good news.
What are you looking
What's
for?
The worst thing you can tell me? And don't talk about my hair.
The worst thing that we're seeing right now is probably higher gasoline prices that we're all going to be facing in the spring and summer. Yes. So get ready.
Was it Chris or Thornburg from UCLA or you that said, as long as gasoline doesn't hit $100 a gallon, a barrel, $100 a barrel, he doesn't see any big impact.
Right. And the reason for that is we are a lot less dependent on oil these days as we were 20 years ago, when this would have been chaotic for us all. But we don't necessarily see oil prices rising. We see gasoline prices rising because of refinery outages, refineries having going down for maintenance, problems like that that are going to occur. Refineries worked overtime during Katrina. They need to be shut down for a while for their annual maintenance. So that's going to be coming.
Did you happen to catch 60 Minutes with the governor of Montana? With his writing his plan on extracting diesel from coal by a non-polluting process, some kind of a extracting the gas or something instead of burning it, and he's touting this. And in general, any faith in alternative fuels, or do we?
Lots of faith. Once they become economical, we'll be utilizing them. I mean, the United States sits on tons of coal. If we could utilize coal in a clean fashion, we'll be set for years, energy-wise.
This guy was very excited. It seemed very interesting. And as soon as though, as the price, if the price of well, it's not gas, it's oil, goes down to, I guess I misspoke earlier, didn't I? The price of oil goes down again and stays below $30 a barrel. You lose the incentive for the alternative fuels, or you just lose the
That's right.
the momentum?
Both. Incentive and momentum, and you start using up all the oil, which means you have to go for alternatives quicker, ultimately.
So what do you think? I mean, I know it's impossible, but, you know, with what's going on in the Middle East, but what do you see is going to happen with the price of oil? And is it going to just keep going up? Is it going to stabilize, or is it going to go back down?
I think it's going to stabilize. particularly as and if things start winding the way we want them to in Iraq. However, now we're seeing flare-ups in Iran. So you never know which way that's going to go. If we could stay right around $60 a barrel, which we are now, then we shouldn't really see much of an impact on the American economy. But you're right. If we get up towards $100, as Chris was saying, then it could wreak a little bit of havoc.
You're listening to Dr. Mark Schneit from the California Economic Forecast. His website is californiaforecast.com, californiaforecast.com. I am Mark Schneidman. This is Radio Real Estate. We'll take a break. We'll come back for a short segment with Mark. He's got a run. And then we'll the fourth segment, of course, the weekly multiple listing sales update. And our phone number with one quick question, 564-1290 for the third segment, 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.